Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, gun registration is a terrible idea. I know that a lot of you anti-gunners out there really somehow think that registering guns will somehow magically make a criminal unlikely to use a gun. Unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way. None of that stuff works that way. The micro stamping, that doesn't work that way. Sorry. All gun registration is really good for is to know where the armed law-abiding citizen live, so you can make them a disarmed law-abiding citizen at some point. That's pretty much it. I know you anti-gunners think that's a feature, not a bug. Well, California decided to register the so-called assault weapon. And it went about as well as you might imagine. It's so bad that California's now former attorney general even admitted it was a failure. Talking about the new DHS, or DHHS, or whatever department he's running in the alphabet organization for President Asterisk, Xavier Becerra's office quietly signed a settlement agreement in federal court, admitting his agency's gun registration website was so poorly designed that potentially thousands of Californians were unable to register their assault weapon and comply with the state law if they actually wanted to. Under the terms of the settlement filed this past Wednesday in the U.S. Eastern District Court in Sacramento, the State Department of Justice is required to notify each district attorney and law enforcement agency to put a hold on all pending investigations and prosecutions for those suspected of failing to register their assault weapons. It's almost like they didn't mean to do it that way, you know? This is a major setback for one of California's signature pieces of gun control legislation. It comes 11 months after a federal judge said the state's newly implemented online ammunition background check program was so glitchy that tens of thousands of otherwise legal firearms owners were barred from buying ammunition, which is a violation of Second Amendment rights, you think? Settlement, which still needs to be approved by a federal judge, was filed the day before the U.S. Senate voted to approve Becerra as the new secretary of the U.S. Health and Human Services Agency. The Senate approved this nomination 50-49 on Thursday, with only one Republican voting to confirm him. The problems with California's gun registration website didn't come up during the confirmation hearings, but critics say that it should have. And Becerra is now running an agency responsible for monitoring the nation's healthcare system and tracking the healthcare data. Yeah, it really should have come up during the confirmation, I guess. But it didn't, so here you are. Here we are. Now, some of you out there, you may not agree with me about registration, but maybe we could all agree how wrong it is to try to prosecute people for failing to register a gun with the website where they're supposed to use to register them simply doesn't work. Can we agree on that? How many made good faith attempts to try to register before the deadline and couldn't because the site was so jacked up? But this is coming from the state that also barred lawful, law-abiding, legal gun owners from buying ammunition, so there's that as well. And yet California's often held up by the left as an example of how every state should be. They want us all to follow California's lead, especially on guns. This despite the fact, this despite Becerra's admission that his department completely messed this up. Now, the best possible solution is for them to scrap registration entirely, but that's unlikely to happen, and it's a shame, too, because it won't do anything except empower the left to take the guns the next time it comes up. Speaking of gun control, you know, right now we've got new calls for gun control after what happened in Atlanta. And what happened in Atlanta is awful, no doubt about it. Anytime somebody takes a human life so indiscriminately, it's just awful. There's not enough words in the English language to describe how terrible it really is. But almost as terrible is the fascination among some people to try and twist events. So that's what's happening in the wake of Atlanta. The U.S. House member, whose district includes the first massage parlor targeted by a gunman Tuesday night, said he was grateful the suspect was quickly apprehended and praying for those affected. U.S. Representative Barry Loudermilk, a Republican from Cassville, said, "My staff members and I are horrified by the violent shootings that took place at businesses in Woodstock and Atlanta this afternoon. Our prayers are with the families of the victims this evening and for healing those injured." U.S. Representative Nikema Williams represents the Atlanta neighborhood where two spas were attacked. She said the shooter must be held accountable, but the wider issue of violence against Asian American people and Pacific Islanders, which has increased during the coronavirus pandemic, must also be addressed. As she noted, the House Judiciary Committee already has a hearing scheduled for Thursday to discuss the issue. And she supports a bill two Asian American lawmakers filed this week direct the Department of Justice to assign a point person to review COVID-19-related hate crimes. It's called the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, which would provide additional support for state and local law enforcement agencies in responding to hate crimes. Because they got to take immediate steps beyond thought and prayers in Congress, you see. Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, they released statements. They condemned the violence that appears to be rooted in misogyny. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar said the news of the shootings gripped her attention, and she hoped that her colleagues and people at home are watching now. "We still know that this risk of gun violence is out there in a big way, and that's what you saw, sadly, in Atlanta." She said she was happy that Georgia voters recently elected John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who she said are poised to support gun control measures. And those gun control measures. Now, I'd be interested to know which of the plethora of gun control bills currently in Congress would have stopped this atrocity. He used a handgun, so it wouldn't be an assault weapon ban. He purchased it legally, which means that even if he didn't buy it at a gun store, he could have. So universal background checks wouldn't have done jack squat. There was no mention of red flags before his attack, so no red flag law would have stopped it. So which bill would have? And the answer to that is none. None would have. There's no evidence that even a waiting period would have done a damn thing except delay him. But for Democrats, it's never really about addressing the incident. It's about advancing agenda and using the bodies of slain individuals as the soapbox from which they pontificate from. And they don't give a damn about the lives lost. They care about taking your guns, and that's it. And they're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. There is an answer for what happened. And it's an unfortunate answer because most people don't want to hear this. But you got to be prepared to fight back. You got to be prepared to go hyper-violent when something like this presents itself. And if you are unprepared for it, then you are relegated to calling for the police. And, you know, Atlanta, they've had quite the Ferguson effect going on. Quite the Ferguson effect since all of the George Floyd stuff started. So that doesn't sound like a real starter for me, but then, you know, I don't know. These people that are out there wanting these things and those things, at the same time, they don't understand reality and time and, you know, how this happens and how that happens. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Georgia when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Sexually frustrated young men are sometimes going to make their problems our problems, which is what Robert Aaron Long emphasized in Atlanta. While striking a pandemic coda and ushering in the return of the Nutter Gunman, by murdering 8 people in Atlanta area massage parlors this week. The description of him from the police was that he was enduring a bad day after his parents exiled him from the family home for constantly looking at porn. He rationalized his attacks on the Love Shacks by describing them, in the paraphrasing of cops, as a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate. Now, as long as young men like Long exist, temptations such as Young's Asian massage are going to exist as well. Only a naif or a utopian believes himself capable of eliminating the oldest profession. A patron with a rewards card to Happy Ending Masseuse Operations adds another level of irrationality in believing he can abolish the external temptations. It's not about the external temptations. It's about the ones within himself that's the problem, that he can't control. In the pictures that you see of this kid, this monster, the suspect wears a beard, which looks like it was pasted from other parts of his body onto his face in an effort to convince himself and others of his masculinity minus a mustache. He hides behind glasses and under a hat. His lips compress upon one another in a stern expression best described as a frown fighting a smile into a straight-line stalemate. His eyes, while they do appear cold, are not vacant like so many other mass murderers. In his mugshot, the young man sports almost a reverse mullet with a grown-in shave on the sides and long hair on top. So, in other words, this guy was not going to get asked to participate on that TV show, The Bachelor. He was not exactly eligible. Hence, the massage parlors. Now, there was one, I said there weren't a lot of red flags present with this guy. He was in rehabilitation for sex addiction. And he accelerated the rush of testosterone through massive doses of pornography, setting himself up for terrible frustration. Many men his age need time to mature physically and socially and to establish themselves financially before they can think about trying to attract a woman. I mean, it just doesn't happen. That kind of thing just doesn't happen overnight, but just because. I mean, maybe, you know, romance. I'm just talking about in today's world. Presumably, he frequented massage parlors in part because he could not win the affections of a young lady. Young males frustrated by pent-up testosterone and polygamous society served as an accelerant for Islamic terror. Did you know that? The same accelerant now fuels violence here and there in the West as our society shuffles from the marriage-based civilization toward one in which the data shows the vast majority of single women compete over a small fraction of men, single and otherwise. This leads to delusional women who wonder why their several rungs higher on the social ladder occasional sex partner refuses to commit to a relationship, and to bitter men who refuse to become better men in order to attract the woman who bypassed them. And this often leads to violence, and this has been looked at. American Spectator's Evan McGuire looked at the aftermath of the 2018 van attack on pedestrians in Toronto that killed 10. He wrote that sexually frustrated men have flocked to internet forums such as 4chan and Reddit, where they group together as incels or involuntary celibates in describing the murderous motorist hoping to propel an incel rebellion. And this strange subculture spouts a stranger, still vernacular, populated by Chads and Stacys and Beckys and Normies, and explains the risk of becoming as warped as the author of the terms. Elliot Rogers, targeted pretty girls that went to jocks. They were his targets in his murder spree. He said, I don't know why girls, you girls aren't attracted to me, but I will punish you all. Columbine. The guys in Columbine, the killers at Columbine. That also occurred on some level because the two outcasts despised the jocks, enjoying better social options than themselves. A witness heard one of the shooters announce, all of you jocks stand up because we're going to kill all of you. Warfare, celibate orders, and monogamous marriage stood among the institutions in history that mitigated the problems that arise from pent-up testosterone. Herodotus tells us that in Babylonia, every native woman is obliged once in her life to sit in the temple of Venus and have intercourse with some stranger. A practice no doubt pleasing to Mesopotamians like Elliot Rogers and Robert Aaron Long, I would imagine. No easy solution to this exists. A difficult solution exists for the young males on the outside looking in is to be better, to improve, find motivation heretofore unrealized. That same solution is simpler than the one outlined by other people. Means that you're going to have to make the best of what you got, of who you are, the cards you've been dealt. No 5'7" guy can overcome the unfairness of Mother Nature by making himself 6 feet tall. Chase goals instead of girls, and the girls eventually chase the guy. Or at least stop running when he chases them. Good relationships are civilizing. Porn and de facto polygamy barbarize some men. Add shame, not guilt, but shame, which differs from guilt in superficially subtle yet substantially different ways, into the mix, and bad things can happen. Sex minus love is a it turns everything into use objects or outlets, and this dehumanizes the dehumanizer first. And, you know, this is what happened. This is what happens every time this happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention campus in Atlanta. The president said science needs to take the lead because more pandemics could happen.
We can build all the walls we want. We can have the most powerful armies in the world. We can, but we cannot stop. We cannot stop these viruses other than be aware where they are and move quickly on them when we find them.
The president also spoke with members of the Asian American community following this week's deadly shootings that left 8 people dead, including 6 women of Asian descent. The U.S. has now cleared President Biden's goal of administering 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccine more than a month before his target date of his 100th day in office. The president said the country could hit 200 million doses in his original time frame. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration said it plans to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Mexico and Canada as the shot is being considered for approval in the U.S. House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters during a press briefing that they're in the process of finalizing the loan of 2.5 million doses of the vaccine to Mexico and 1.5 million to Canada. The FDA has approved use of three vaccines with others, including the AstraZeneca vaccine. President Biden has ordered the U.S. flag to be flown at half-staff in honor of the eight people killed in a series of shootings at Atlanta-area spas this week. He issued a proclamation saying the flags should be at half-staff through sunset on Monday. Robert Long, who police say confessed to all three shooting attacks, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County Court, but the hearing was canceled after a request from Long's attorney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm watching this, and the reason I went into depth about this cat down in Georgia is because there's a lot of things that lead up to this. This is not something that just happens overnight. There's a lot of things that build up, right? And we're not doing anything to address these root causes of what leads to these tragedies. But there's something off about the press coverage of the shooting in Atlanta. Nearly every corporate media outlet has framed the killings as a racially motivated hate crime against Asian Americans, noting that 6 of the 8 victims are Asian. Now, they may be. They may all be Asian. But going after the wrong problem is not going to solve anything just because the shooter happens to be Caucasian. Race does not appear to be a significant motivating factor here, at least not according to the gunman, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long, who was arrested Tuesday evening after targeting 3 different massage parlors in the Atlanta area. He denied that he chose his victims based on their race and told authorities he had a sexual addiction and that he carried out the killings to eliminate his temptation. 2 of the dead, a man and a woman, were white. A 3rd victim who was injured was a Hispanic man. This motive has been corroborated by at least 2 other sources. According to a former roommate, Tyler Bayless, who met Long in an Atlanta halfway house for recovering addicts, Long would frequent these massage parlors for explicitly sexual activity. Bayless told Reuters that Long was deeply religious and became very emotionally distraught that he frequented these places. Another former roommate, on the condition of anonymity, said Long twice went to rehab for sexual addiction last year. The roommate reportedly lived with Long for several months in summer 2020 at a transition house for people exiting rehab and called police after recognizing Long in a surveillance photo after the shootings Tuesday night. There's also evidence that Long had other targets in mind that had nothing to do with race, but much to do about with sex. When they caught up with him on Tuesday, he was headed to Florida, where he was planning to attack some type of porn industry, according to the authorities. Another law enforcement source told CNN that Long was recently kicked out of his parents' house because of his sexual addiction, which included frequently spending hours on end watching pornography online. Now, in contrast to this, there's very little evidence so far that Long was motivated by racial animus, which in turn suggests a much different scenario than that which media is trying to present as a racially motivated killing spree. Which, once again, if we're not going to look at the root causes, we're not going to solve any of this. Now, I know that in ID politics, though, this is a key feature. Because media is going to obsessively focus on race and see a race angle in every story. But in this case, perhaps the laser-like focus on race belies a reluctance to discuss the role of sex and sexual pathology in our hyper-sexualized culture. I mean, where do you think the ideas, where do you think all of this comes up where the Harvey Weinsteins of the world operate, or the Andrew Cuomos of the world operate, the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world? Where do you think this all begins? It begins through permissiveness. It begins because we look the other way. We make it normal. We make it okay. And this particular cat, he was addicted to pornography, addicted to paying for sex at massage parlors. If you look at it that way, the story takes on a different narrative shape. Instead of being about an angry white man taking out his racist hatred on Asian women, and which fits neatly into the larger media narrative about systemic racism in America, it becomes a story about a deeply disturbed young man dangerously addicted to pornography and sex in a society that treats both of those things as victimless crimes, harmless. Now, that Long is a sex addict makes him no less culpable for his alleged crimes, but it does shift the narrative frame into something our cultural elites are loath to confront because they are complicit in all of this. The media wants to use this tragedy to indict supposedly racist attitudes in America, but it looks more like they need to indict the prevailing attitude about pornography and sex, attitudes that are especially prevalent among the cultural elite. And whether it's casual sex or proliferation of porn, online hookup culture, the sexualization of children, or the normalization of gender dysphoria and transgenderism, we're told these things are okay and that they are normal. That we should accept these things and not judge them. We're never told that they're dangerous. We're never told there might be consequences, dire ones, for embracing these things as cultural norms. If you look at it in that light, then this means these killings becomes a story about that forces us to confront our priors, not about race, but about sex and sexuality. And maybe, just maybe, all these prevailing attitudes about sex come with some pretty serious societal pathologies and some pretty heavy human costs. Maybe these blessings of liberty, as David French might call them, are in fact curses. Maybe we were wrong about all of this. Maybe unfettered sex and ubiquitous porn are not compatible with a healthy society. Maybe they are actually evil, and maybe we should start talking about how to push back and help unwell young men like Long before their lust turns to bloodlust and they go on a murderous shooting spree. Now, while I'm sitting here talking about all these maybes, you don't have to worry about it because it's not going to happen. Media's not going to do this. They don't want to talk about any of that. So this becomes a story about race. Even though everybody on the ground knows what this was about. Period. That's it. That's all. Some people cannot handle that kind of stuff. This kid could not handle this kind of stuff. And he went from being a kid to being a monster. But this wasn't about race. This was about mental health, which it seems like all of these rampage killings turn into a mental health discussion. And once again, this guy had been in rehab and some other, you know, interventions, if you will, and none of this stopped him. What does that tell you? I'll tell you what it tells me. It tells me that somebody at these massage parlors should have been armed. Somebody at these massage parlors, you know, everybody that's out there that is not conscious of the fact that bad things happen, irritate me to no end. Because you're besieged by it in the media every day about how bad this is and how bad that is. Some of that is actually true. And while it may not be plausible, it is possible. And getting out there and not being prepared for the possibility means that when it does occur, then you have this guy just driving from place to place, killing whoever he wants to. Unstopped, unchecked. He wasn't done killing. He just got caught by the cops on his way to the next killing. Pure dumb luck. 8 people dead. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. COVID-19 is the ultimate dual-edged, do-everything sword. Without a doubt, as a virus, it is highly contagious. With certain people, it is very dangerous. Now, it is no more dangerous if it were truly what they try to make it out to be. This means that anybody that would catch it would probably die from it. Instead, we know that most of the people that do pass away from it are older, and they have comorbidities. But it has been sold wholesale as the 21st century Black Plague. The pandemic and the lockdowns themselves have been very devastating for this society. They've also had a chilling effect, though, on the scientific community. Because science no longer matters, you see. Science is supposed to be about a bunch of different opinions coming together to try to form some sort of consensus. And for science to thrive, opposing ideas must be openly and vigorously discussed, supported, or countered, all based purely on scientific merit. Now, instead, some politicians and journalists and other scientists have engaged in vicious slander of dissident scientists, spreading damaging conspiracy theories, even with open calls for censorship in place of debate. And in many cases, eminent scientific voices have been effectively silenced, a lot of times with gutter tactics. People who oppose lockdowns have been accused of having blood on their hands, their university positions threatened, and many of the colleagues choosing to stay quiet rather than face the mob. Let's talk about a few of these people, shall we? Because these are the people that we need the opposing voice to come out to give us the other perspective to consider. We should never follow blindly the Anthony Fauci's of the world, because this guy's just in it for the power. He's on his Tony Montana trip right now. Let's start with Dr. Scott Atlas. He served as a special advisor to the president on COVID policy between July and November 2020. This would have been a difficult job in normal circumstances when the science is more mature. Now, he has a background in public health policy. His advice emphasized balancing risks imposed by viral spread against collateral public health harms from the lockdowns in a rapidly changing scientific and policy environment. Scientists who did not share his views had every opportunity to do so responsibly by reporting scientific fact and conjecture and engaging with his ideas. Instead, the Journal of American Medical Association, the flagship medical journal in the United States, published an opinion article defaming him without engaging his actual scientific views. The editors of the journal then refused to publish letters supporting Atlas. I love that kind of an attack. I love it altogether. I remember Dr. John Lott. John Lott had something happen to his forehead, right? And he's got some scars there where his eyebrows are, and it looks different, right? And I've seen him being interviewed. And he goes there, and he'll be being interviewed. And when he is presenting his evidence, which he has painstakingly gathered, eventually when they are losing the argument, they will start attacking the way he looks. Not attacking his idea, which they didn't have him on the TV show or on the radio interview or whatever he's doing because of the way he looks, but because of what he says, because of what he's come up with. So, here we have the same sort of an attack, except they're just attacking him personally, defaming him personally. And contrary to his critics, he got the science right. The highest COVID-19 mortality risk is among nursing home residents. He worked to ensure federal support for frequent and rapid testing of nursing home staff, residents, and visitors. And it was not implemented everywhere. That initiative alone saved who knows how many lives. He worked hard to make masks available in nursing homes. He was right to contradict former Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Robert Redfield's false assertion that masks were more effective than vaccines. He advocated for in-person schooling during the pandemic, a position that even pro-lockdown epidemiologists now endorse. Because we got children killing themselves now. Children were not prepared for this. They were not prepared. Taking them out of a socialized structure like school, which is where they're developing their ability to interact, and locking them away? Well, it's not good. Then there's Dr. Johnny Anitas. He's a world-famous scientist who, from the beginning of the epidemic, called for better scientific information to decide COVID policy. His work was published in the Bulletin of the World Health Organization, and it helped establish how deadly the virus actually is, an order of magnitude lower than the conventional narrative implies. For all of his work and trouble, BuzzFeed News falsely accused him of political bias and financial conflicts of interest. And in two articles published in Scientific American, two esteemed medical journalists presented evidence against the false charges Ioannidis faced while lamenting the slander of scientists as a substitute for scientific debate. Then those journalists were then attacked, and the publisher caved and published extensive trivial corrections to their story, none of which contradicted their reporting. One objection cited the journalists for a conflict of interest because they cited an article by a different scientist without declaring that they had previously collaborated with him. Springer Nation owns Scientific American. If there is a conflict of interest that must be declared, Springer should issue similar corrections for most of the millions of scientific articles they have published. Then there's Dr. Sunetra Gupta, one of the world's preeminent infectious disease epidemiologists. He's been being attacked by politicians and media pundits with a fraction of her knowledge and wisdom. She's argued through the epidemic for protecting the vulnerable while allowing the disease to be managed in the rest of society with limited restriction and minimal harm. And the basis of her ideas, her deep understanding of the science of epidemics, viral spread, and disease risk, and her sensible ideas, so contrary to the lockdown policies, have been mischaracterized and attacked by the UK government health minister Matt Hancock on the floor of the Parliament. Member of Parliament Neil O'Brien accused her of telling tall tales. Mainstream journalists in the United Kingdom have called her expertise spurious and accused her of making misleading claims akin to conspiracy theories. And although her detractors conveniently forget, Gupta has repeatedly argued for better protection of the elderly with specific suggestions that could have saved many lives. In October, Gupta was part of the group that authored the Great Barrington Declaration, hoping to avoid a repeat of the spring lockdown disaster. Most governments ignored her and the other signatories to that, and they then failed to protect the vulnerable once again. Now, why am I pointing this out? I'm pointing this out because Trump told us about what was going to happen in this election before it happened. And I'll freely admit to you, hey, I was one of them that thought that the whole flood of votes that he was going to get, because I knew that he was going to get a lot of votes, which he did. He gained 10 million votes that we know of. I thought that would overcome just about anything, but I was wrong. I completely underestimated the determination of the left. But these people that present all these things and try to get us to see these things as a different way, sooner or later, they're going to quit trying. Now, I employ critical thinking, so I will continue to try to figure these things out for myself. But what about for the 57% of America that's low info voter, excuse me. What about them? That wasn't a Freudian slip either. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.